Once again, I'm Kathy Virgo. I'll just tell you a little bit of my brief background and then move on. So I'm currently, my academic appointment is at the Department of Health Policy and Management in the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University. I have over 25 years experience in health services research. My areas of interest include health policy, costs of cancer care, health services utilization, cancer patient follow-up post-treatment, and surgical outcomes research. Without further ado, I'll move on with my presentation. So my area of focus is here also working with the Experiences with Cancer Survey. I have no relationships to disclose, and I'll be looking primarily at health insurance. These are my collaborators, two of whom are here at the head table, Dr. Robin Yarbrough and Dr. Gary Guy. Thank you to everyone. So the objectives of this primarily descriptive work at this point is to measure the impact of cancer survivorship on health insurance access. And here, health insurance access, we're looking at it a couple different ways. So first, we're looking at the broad concept of who was ever insured since the cancer diagnosis up until the time of the survey, who was ever denied health insurance coverage since their date of diagnosis, and then among those who were insured, were they ever refused coverage for cancer-related visits or second opinions, and also ever denied access to necessary care, tests, or treatment, here necessary, defined either by the patient or by their provider. The other item that we will look at, I will define later, is the concept of job lock. What I do want to emphasize is that we will look at it both from job lock on the part of the cancer survivor as well as the spouse or significant other. Okay, so as with the others who have presented thus far, as I mentioned, we're using the Experiences of the Cancer Supplement, and I just wanted to mention here that the data we're using is from the 2011 consolidated data file. So, among the, if we're focusing again here on the ever insured since cancer diagnosis, what I thought was interesting initially was that almost everyone was ever insured at some point since cancer diagnosis. 98.3% of those in the file, the 1,419 in the file, were ever insured. And as was mentioned earlier, there's that concept of currently insured versus ever insured, but here we're focused clearly on ever insured. And the characteristics of those individuals who were ever insured are listed here. They're all primarily age 65 plus, female, non-Hispanic, white, middle to high income, and here middle to high income is 200% of the federal poverty level or higher. Married, employed at some time since cancer diagnosis, but primarily never employed in 2011, which was the survey year, completed at least some college, greater than or equal to 3 priority health conditions, and this is excluding the cancer, very good to excellent health status, non-smokers, and as you can see, a long ways out since their cancer diagnosis, 11 plus years out, and 5 plus years since cancer treatment. Maybe a little bit different than what you might have expected. So now we'll focus on just those individuals who were ever insured, because there were only a very small number, approximately 30 people, who were actually never insured. So among those who were ever insured, surprisingly, only 3.8% were ever denied health insurance. That was a rather large surprise to me. I expected that number to be larger. An even smaller number were ever refused coverage for visits or second opinions, 2.5%. And finally, a very small number, 0.8%, did not receive necessary care because either the insurance would not approve or the doctor did not accept their insurance. So I did look, even though it's not particularly meaningful, among the never insured, and there only 3 people said that they were ever denied health insurance. Okay, this is a little bit of an aside, but it's related to what we're looking at here. So there was another question on the survey that asked about help with health insurance or medical bills. And so among the ever insured, 9.3% ever asked for help understanding their health insurance or medical bills related to their cancer, and 8% received the requested help. So almost everyone who asked for help received that help. All right, so now we'll move on to the topic of job lock, and as promised, I will give you that much-promised definition. So here, what I'm referring to is staying at a job for fear of losing health insurance. And the time period, once again, as with the access results, is from the date of the cancer diagnosis until the date of the survey. And what we found was that 7.1% of the cancer survivors reported that they themselves, and only they themselves, were in a job lock situation, so not their spouse or significant other. And this is 7.1% of the full sample now. We're no longer talking about just the ever insured. I'll explain why that's the case in just a few minutes. Then an additional 6% said that their spouse or significant other was in a job lock situation, but they themselves were not. They themselves, meaning the cancer survivor, was not. An additional 1.7% said that they themselves and their spouse, significant other, was in a job lock situation. So for a total of 14.8%, where either the cancer survivor, the spouse, significant other, or both were in a job lock situation. So the characteristics then of those that were in a job lock situation, and these again are characteristics of the survivor, and this is where one of the difficulties becomes, because I don't have characteristics of the significant others. Then these are only the characteristics that differed significantly between those with job lock present and those with job lock absent. So for those with job lock present, you'll see that they differ from the group that we were looking at earlier when we were talking about ever-insured. They're primarily the younger group, age less than 65, employed at some time since diagnosis, now always employed in 2011 by definition, and some college or more, only a good perceived health status, and you'll see many with limitations due to cancer, 48%, so that was fairly high. Their most recent health insurance was private. They had annual out-of-pocket premiums, a rather high percentage of them did, had annual deductibles, and a fairly high percentage had ever been denied health insurance due to their cancer diagnosis. You see that 8% were denied, and this is in comparison to the 3.8% among the ever-insured, so it's basically double. I thought that was interesting. For those with job lock absent, which is the primary percentage of the sample, those are more the elderly, so 65 plus, again employed at some time since cancer diagnosis, but now a much lower percent, never employed in 2011, so the exact opposite of those with job lock, some college or more, but again at a lower percent. Now this group has excellent or very good perceived health. Much lower limitations, half that of those with job lock. Their most recent health insurance is Medicare plus private, so not just private. Had annual out-of-pocket premiums at a lower rate than among those with job lock. Annual deductibles, but again at a much lower rate. And their health, being denied health insurance due to their cancer was again similar to the larger group when we were looking at access. So in conclusion, what we found is that most cancer survivors have access to health insurance at some point post-diagnosis. Now, we don't have any measure of whether this was continuous the way this particular study was done, but we just know at some point since diagnosis they did indeed have access. Among those with health insurance, few reported access issues. And then the final conclusion was that job lock was a much more common problem, particularly when including job lock on the part of the spouse or significant other. And the other point that I should have mentioned here or reiterated here was the finding that being denied health insurance due to your cancer was at such an elevated rate among those with job lock. The limitations. The small number of cancer survivors, given the rarity of the events of interest, this is particularly true for the access analysis. For the job lock analysis, the one major limitation was having no information on the characteristics of the spouse's significant others for whom job lock was reported by the cancer survivor. Next steps, I'm still considering whether I can build some decent multivariate regression analyses to predict job lock, because the characteristics are only of the cancer survivor and not of the spouse significant other. So I'm still giving that some consideration. So it's still a work in process. And thank you for your patience and understanding.